Sam?
Hey, Gary. Hey, I got some feedback from Everest on this for you.
Okay.
So they're being tough with us, man. There's a couple issues. So with the what I did is I just sent over kind of like the extension with the explanation and what I had for the taxes for 2014. The issue is that their records are showing that the business began operating under just you in 2015. So a 2014 tax return isn't going to work. Is that the case in 2015? It started just under you?
I mean, I bought all my partner, right? It was Griffin and Bidwell. Now it's Bidwell.
Yeah, okay. So now I explained that there was a mistake in filing the extension for 2015. So they did give me another route if we can't get the tax return. So, we can't get the tax return for 2015, right? It's not done?
Right.
Okay, so what they said, if we can't get the taxes, what we can do is get a notarized operating agreement that shows the breakdown of the share percentages. So just a notarized operating agreement that shows that you are the full owner. Do you follow me with that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah, because that's...
I mean, full owner of the LLC.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right.
They need a... Yeah, go ahead.
When I did this, I put my wife's name on it, too.
Oh, okay. So she is, so technically speaking, she's probably 50% owner?
No, 40. I'm 51. She's 49.
51
and 49. That's why I never.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
no.
It shouldn't matter. It's my wife.
Yeah, it changes the situation a little, but it's not the end of the world for it. I think we should still be able to get something going here. Now, the other issue was for the mortgage that you sent me, it's a mortgage summary. They're being real sticklers. He's asking if you have the actual mortgage agreement, just because it doesn't show all the details that, like, showing that it's current or anything like that. Do you have the actual mortgage agreement?
I don't know. My God, I did that so long ago, I could probably find it.
Yeah. Now, okay, wait, Gary, when you got what you sent to me, did you just log on to the website and print that off?
Yeah, it showed my last payment. Right.
Was there an option to print an actual statement? Because that might be easier instead of trying to find the agreement. If you're able to print the statement off of that website, that will do.
All right, a bank? That's just the regular bank statement?
No, the mortgage statement. So it would show kind of like it would state that you're current.
Okay, I could probably just call the bank and have them write something up for me that I'm current. I mean,
that
I'm
would
current
work
on everything.
That way, if the bank will write something saying that you are current on that mortgage, it will work.
All right, call bank, okay. And then... Okay.
So that just leaves us with the ownership situation. Let me see. Okay, I believe if... See, it changes it a little because we kind of went at this with you being the 100% owner. And now, if we're going to go back and say that you're 51 and 49, sometimes in my experience, that can create some problems. But I happen to know that being 51% owner, I can get this done. So the only issue that I see is we're taking a chance by they could just back out because they're saying we're telling them one thing and it's another. You follow me with that?
They're going to think I'm lying to them, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Does this have to be a notarized thing, or can I just send my whole LLC filing?
Can you get that easier? Just the whole LLC filing? That would show you and your wife, right?
Yeah, I have it in my office.
Okay. I think that might be, I mean, obviously that'll be
it's
easier.
It's going to be a while before I get there.
Okay.
I mean, how long are you there,
Mike? I'll be here until 6:30 your time.
6:30? All right, that's no problem then.
Okay. So it's going to show you as 51, your wife as 49, and that started in 2015. Correct?
Yeah. When we started the new LLC, yes.
Okay. Hold on one second. I'm gonna log on to a website right now, and I'm just gonna try to see what some of the kind of stipulations for this are, because I want to make sure that if we do this, it's still gonna go through. But bear with me. It's gonna take me about 30 seconds here.
That's okay. I just pulled over because I'm gonna be out of cell service in a minute.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, because what I want to find what the minimum requirement for percentages for ownership are, because I might be able to do it without having your wife involved, which I think would probably be easiest, because we might have to go back and get more signatures and then get her approved, and that could be a whole headache. And I know we're trying to get this done.
Yeah, it's really become a headache, hasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. So we're doing Everest. It's 11,000. And we're working. It's a trucking industry.
Is Everest the only one you work with besides?
So we have some others, but Everest is going to be the able to get you the money that costs the least for you. I mean, I have others, but they're more expensive, and it's going to take time. With this, if we can at least just, we have two hurdles to jump over right now. We got to show the ownership and show the mortgage. If we do those, we're home free and it's done. So, I mean, I think that's the easiest path. I could press the reset and try to go to one of our alternative lenders, but it's going to take a little time and it's going to be a little more expensive. So I understand. Yeah.
Well, let's do this, and, you know, if something happens, we'll have to.
Okay, so I think what we'll do is try to find the actual statement off the website for the mortgage. If you can't find that, have the bank send a letter saying that you're current. Now, for the ownership, go ahead and send your LLC filing that shows all of it from 2015, so we can just show that you are the owner of the business. It'll probably show 51%, and then I'll have to kind of hopefully negotiate through that so it all doesn't fall through at that point.
Okay.
I think that's our best plan of action right now. If we can get the mortgage statement, and then the only thing is the ownership, and we can show them the LLC, it should be enough to get it over the hump.
Okay, let me call the bank, see if they'll send that to me, and I'll try to get all this to you before you go home. So you're saying 6:30 my time?
I can, if we're pressed on time, I can stay till 7 just to make sure we get it all in. Just let me know. If you're able to do it and it's taking a little more time, just let me know and I'll stay here.
Okay.
I'll give you a call if I get any updates. Yeah, I know. It's a lot. It's extra work on an already busy day, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I can probably get it done.
Okay. All right. Well, if you have any questions throughout it all, just give me a call, okay, Gary?
I will.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Bye.